The Locals Only Podcast with Gavin Glass, bringing you the best new Irish talent every week from Radio Nova and Nova.ie.
The young woman standing in front of me first came onto my radar about 6 years ago when she was singing. She was a vocalist in a band called Gypsy Rebel Rabble, who The Mountain took yet another great band. We're going to talk about all that later. But making her Nova debut, it is Brona Keogh. Brona, you are very welcome.
Hiya.
Great to see you. You're back singing.
Back singing.
Yeah, well, you never stopped singing.
I did, actually. I had to take a break because I got vocal nodules.
Oh.
After we recorded in Harold's Cross, wherever it was.
Yeah.
So back singing, actually, yeah, back singing.
Wow, okay. Well, will you give us a song while you are here and then we'll have a chat?
The moment comes when you've no choice. She strips your power and she drains your voice into a cockle shell you've worn around your throat. She is a sea witch come to rock the boat. So drain the water and dredge the tide. Don't give in to those yellow eyes. Dive down to the cave dwellers. Sea witch. Sea witch. She wraps your body, makes you feel limp. The water rising, but you can't swim. So you hold your breath and try not give up hope. Pray that someone's there to throw a rope. So drain the water and dredge the tide. Don't give in to those yellow eyes. Dive down to the cave dwellers. Sea witch. Sea witch. Sea witch. So drain the water and dredge the tide. Don't give in to those yellow eyes. Dive down to the cave dwellers. Sea witch. Sea witch. Sea.
If you have just joined us, that unique voice is the voice of Brona Keogh. Brona, it's so good to see you. Wow, you haven't lost it.
No.
Still sound as great as ever. And you're joined by Crispy on banjo. And introduce yourself, folks. Get in there, Christy.
Hello.
Hello. You are very welcome to the show.
Sup?
And we have mandolin. Who have we got on mandolin?
My name's Andy.
Hey, Andy, you are very welcome to the show. So you guys were at a festival. Last night.
Yeah, we've still got the sparkles on our face, I think.
The sparkle on the faces and a little bit of fear, probably.
And a little slight.
A lot of fear. Well, you're with your runky Gav. All is okay. So, Brona, tell me, you were once upon a time a singer in Gypsy Rebel Rabble, who were a great band, but it all kind of just sort of imploded, didn't it, when the singer, Tim, he moved. Did he join Queensryche? Tell us the story there.
So Tim, he kind of met a girl and moved to Seattle to have a baby.
Right, wow.
Yeah, Gatsby.
Gatsby, is that what they call it?
Yeah, Gatsby. So yeah, when he left, it was kind of, he was kind of the driving force of that project, as much as we all tried to help. So when he was gone, we did try and keep it up, but it was just kind of like, this isn't right, it didn't feel right, it wasn't really correct.
Some really great musicians came from that band. He had Ian Birmingham, he was always doing the Eskies, but he was in that band as well, and Katie Lynn, a great player as well. And Ollie, he's been in loads of different bands as well. There was a whole scene kind of you guys all playing in different and helping each other out. And
yeah.
Is that still there? Is that's, you know...
Well, I mean, Christina and Andy were the original members of Gypsy Rab Rabble. And we have Cuiva singing with us as well. And she was in the original... And who Hog was played with us? He's the bass player on the track.
Ah, right. All the the scene.
So like all the hits.
The scene
and then we
is
do have like Amy
well.
Kelly from the Stony Brokes. She sings with the Sprockets as well.
That's right.
So yeah, it's the scene. It's overall. What's the word? Fishing from the same pond, or
I don't know.
Is that an expression? Did I just make that up?
We'll go with that. But no, I mean it's pretty reassuring to know that there is, you know, that help out there. I mean,
yeah.
Bands are kind of, you know, there are scenes where bands are working together and getting stuff done and, you know, helping each other out. But I want to talk about your that was Sea Witch that you played, the debut single.
That's the singles coming out, yeah.
And tell me a little bit about that.
What do you want to know about it?
I would like to know how you got it together, you know, like how...
So Hogg, who's the bass player, he was kind of integral in that. I was always very timid with my own music, not very secure about it. And then he kind of was like, I really like it, like, can we start jamming? And that kind of, if you know you've got one person on your side that came to you and said that they liked it, as opposed to you going, do you like this? And then people are like, you know, you can't really. So that kind of gave me the courage to kind of go forward with it then.
And good job, Hog.
Yeah, so that was great. So he and then pulled in everybody else, and so it's very much so a collaborative sound that you're going to hear, like, because I have a song up already called Head in the Sky, and it's very singer-songwritery in that it's just me and the guitar. So when you add the bass and the banjo and the mandolin and everything, and the backing vocals have this kind of dreamy Disney kind of vibe to them too. So it turns it into something.
Becomes something different.
Yeah, something different, yeah.
Well, listen, give me another song. Do you reckon we might get another two songs out of you?
Yeah.
Give us one more for now, we'll before we go back and do some
thistle,
chatting.
Yeah, we'll do a little thistle, yeah, for the crack.
If you've just joined us, this is Brona Kyo and her Merry Men and Ladies. Men and women, oh God, I don't know.
The boys.
The boys.
the lads.
You.
One, two, three.
Little thistle, take my hand. Let me show you how to land. Little thistle, take my shirt. Let me bring you back down to earth. Don't be angry like them. Don't be sad and defensive. If the world comes to break you, I'll take you right back home and we'll start again. Little thistle, don't be afraid. Sowing roots is not digging your grave. Little thistle, spread your toes. You will wither if you don't start to grow. Don't be angry like them. Don't be sad and defensive. If the world comes to break you, I'll take you right back home. We'll start again. Don't be angry like them. Don't be sad and defensive. If the world comes to break you, I'll take you right back home and we'll start again. Little thistle, little thistle.
Beautiful stuff. That is Brona Keough, Little Thistle. God, so good, Brona. Digging it big. So you have a gig happening on the 30th of September.
Yes.
In the hollow ground of Whelans.
In Whelans, yeah.
What's the plan? What are we going to, what can we expect? Is there more in the band?
More, yeah. So there's drums, bass, mandolin, banjo, vocals, backing vocals, yeah.
Great, and do we have support on the night?
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure he's confirmed, but Sam, you know, Samuel is his name.
Yes,
Sam,
no, Sam, yeah. Yeah,
and Rhiannon Clark, she was around a while ago. She's kind of surfacing again. Surfacing being the operative word because she's got loads of songs about whales and stuff. and Emmett O'Brien, or is it O'Brien or Brian?
Emmett O'Brien, I thought.
Emmett O'Brien, I think, is how we pronounce it. But he's like a spoken word kind of a dude. We saw him play in the International Bar. So trying to like...
Great, mix it up.
Varied, yeah.
Yeah, that is a good night.
Male and
night.
Female energy going on there, yeah.
Balance it out. But it's a good night's of entertainment. So you're getting four acts.
Yeah, well, the spoken word doesn't take as long as a musical act and...
Why, does he speak really fast?
Yeah, he speaks real fast. Can do a lot of speed and then... No,
okay.
Not really, I'm joking.
I should hope so. Speed kills. Will you give me one more song before you get out of here? And then I will... I promise you I will play the single next week.
That's my fault for not sending it to you.
It is Radio Nova. 087 18 18 100 is the number. The band are just in the middle of a team talk as to what are they going to play. Are we on the same page?
Yeah, we're on the same page.
Take me. Let's make musical magic, folks. This is Radio Nova.
Just hold my hand. Tell me you care. Ask for more, and I'll answer in fear. 'Cause I'm afraid when I'm sad, they'll leave me again. But you should have known, I told you way back when. Far away, I feel. Far away. And don't pretend you wouldn't want it to end. And don't say it all happened my way. Is ready to say goodbye. Far away, I feel. Far. Thank you.
Beautiful. That is the sound of Brona Keough. The tremendous, the unstoppable, the unshakable, the unfeasible Crispy McQuill on banjo and Andy on mandolin. Thank you so much for joining me. Get down to Whelan's on 3rd of September. There is going to be a great night of music had and spoken word and art. Go down and celebrate it. Keep music happening.
Locals Only
with Gavin Glass.
Keeping your options open for surprising new experiences. Just like the new 182 Mini Hatch.
Radio Nova.
And I'm delighted to introduce to you a man by the name of Terry Hackett, who I met probably 22 years ago. And Terry's got his guitar and he's all raring to go. He's going to play a song. Terry, how are you, buddy?
Hey, Gav. Nice to see you.
You too. What are you going to play for me?
I'm going to play The Music Makers, which is the first single off the album, which is just coming out.
Great. Well, we'll get the lowdown.
Cool.
Let the music do the talking.
Program, I'll meet you down at exit 4. I've done all I can for the singer and the sound man. It's my turn to take the floor. Mary's long gone and she's singing a song. David's in the studio. My brain hurts standing up and holding court. The boys and the girls and the mics and the killer hurts. Bells in our ears deep. Tom's gotten locked and his brother's in jail, but he's stepping on a stage every night. To take the floor. Mary's long gone and she's singing a song. David's in the studio. We are the music makers. We are the music makers.
Terry Hackett on Locals Only with your host Gavin Glass on Radio Nova, the home of seriously addictive music. I can relate to that, Terry.
Yeah.
So, listen, you've got a career as long as your arm, from your behind the kit days with Wild Oscars. I first met you when you were an engineer producer in Sun. You were based out of there.
I was just trying to work out how many hundred years ago that was.
Yeah, it was about... I am 42 now, so I was 19 then.
Yeah, so. I'm 28 now, so I'm... I'm 48 now. I think it was mid-90s, 95-ish.
Yeah. But we are on single 2 of Cuckoo City.
Correct.
This is your second album, I believe.
Second album, yeah. First album was out in 2013, won over 80, and then I had an EP, and then there's a second album, such a Cuckoo City, yeah.
So 2013, still a little bit of a long time before you got that solo album out. Why was that? Is that just because life got in the way of you being an engineer or being a drummer? Or
It took me a long time to pluck up the courage actually to stand in front of the microphone. Yeah, I was, for many years, as you know, I was comfortable behind a drum kit. That was my home, if you like. And it's a very comfortable place to me, for me to be. But
were you always writing? Had you always got songs in the back burner?
Yeah, I was actually, since I was a young teenager, I suppose, lyrically, I was always interested in poetry, reading poetry, writing little bits and pieces, but never performed as a singer, no.
So what was the catalyst in 2013 that made you go,
the
right,
catalyst was
get up off your tush and get a record out?
I heard that there was auditions going for the RTE Philharmonic Choir, and I said, fuck this, I'm going to go for this.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I had nothing to lose, and I went in, and it was the best thing I ever did, you know. They went in for the audition, not expecting anything, and the chorus master, Mark Dooley at the time, said, I sang something, and he said, okay, I want you to do that again. This time I want your voice to hit that back wall behind me. So I said, oh, okay, I'll do that. Went for it, and he said, there's a great voice in there dying to get out. So that just immediately gave me the confidence.
Great.
And then I went on to have 10 years in the choir, and that was just a wonderful experience, which I'm still actually dipping in and out of.
So you've been doing anything from classical pieces to West Side Story and stuff like that, and we'll all be in the National Concert Hall probably.
Last Friday night we were in the National Concert Hall actually doing Mahler too, and it was just...
It's not a bad gig, Terry.
It was such a special
gig. Yeah, I mean, singing like that, I've never sang in a choir. Oh, I was I used to get clipped around the ear by the brothers in Oatlands College for singing out of tune, and I genuinely wasn't trying to sing out of tune. I was a late bloomer, but
yeah, there's nothing like standing. Like,
it's a spiritual thing,
totally,
you know,
very emotional thing. It's actually really difficult to control your emotion while you're delivering that. You know, you're surrounded by 150 people, all delivering this
connected together.
God Almighty, it's amazing.
Another thing that I'm going to play the single, but Little Darling features your daughter on, which I just like when I read that, my heart just melted. I'm just a new enough dad, and that, you know,
yeah.
I don't mind admitting that that's the dream, you know, someday that we'll make music and art together.
Yeah.
What was that like? I know you're going to say it was amazing, blah, 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 but, you know, I have to ask.
It was rubbish.
She's a total diva.
That was great, you know, it was brilliant.
Dad,
was
you're like, so embarrassing.
I can't believe she agreed to do it, first of all, and she's actually agreed to come and sing it live with me next week, which is brilliant. That'll be special, you know. Yeah, it was a lovely experience. You know, I wanted to write a song for my kids, and you know, I don't know.
How do you feel about someone that's been in the game as long as I do? How do you feel about Spotify and
mixed emotions? I mean, we all know how much goes to the artists out of Spotify streams, and we hear about improvements being worked on in that regard. But I wouldn't hold my breath. At the same time, I kind of like having my stuff out there available, you know. I mean, this is not my career, because this doesn't pay.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm lucky that I have something else going, you know. I'm a teacher, so I'm very lucky.
You're in Ballyfermot, aren't you?
And there's
so many.
For 25 years, as the song said.
And so, I mean, like, who are some of the acts that have come out of there?
Recently, we've had the likes of Joe Furlong, bass player, who's playing with James
McMorrow.
Yeah.
Hello, Jay, if you're listening to us there, little Jojo Furlong.
And who, what's the academic?
Were they Ballyfermot as well?
The singer came out of Kymore, yeah.
Right, wow.
I'm very sorry, but I've forgotten his first name. It'll come to me when I leave.
You have a gig as well. Come on, this is how it works. When you say the single is out, and then you pitch where the gig is at, and
yeah, so the two singles are out already. The album is out already, and just out, and the launch of a gig next Thursday week, the 27th of September in the Bowery, and I'm using that gig to mark the launch of the record. It's not, I couldn't call it my album launch because there are other acts playing on the night. It's one of the it's on a Dermot Lambert's garage.
Great. Dermot's been doing great things for music.
So
for
I'm
years.
Really looking forward to that.
Yeah, it can be an album, your album launch. You know what I mean? You got to take it where you can get it.
Yeah.
Will you give me one song before you go?
Sure, I'll give you. a song called The Fall.
The Fall. This is Terry Hackett on Locals Only with your host Gavin Glass. The Fall.
I'm gonna sing to you, sing a love song just for you. Did our stars collide? Did our time just come by? Did I fall for you? Did you fall for me? Was it the same for you? Did you fall for me? Did I fall for you? Did you fall for me? Was it the same for you? Did you fall for me? How am I gonna sing to you? Did you fall for me? Was it the same for you? Did you fall for me? Ooh, 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 ooh. Say something to keep me from waiting.
Indeedy, that is the sound of Terry Hackett on Locals Only with your host Gavin Glass on Radio Nova, the home of seriously addictive music. So Terry, give me that date again for the
Thursday the 27th of September.
Thursday 27th.
In the Bowery in Rathmines.
And Cuckoo City, is it out?
Cuckoo City is out.
Get it on Bandcamp.
Bandcamp, Spotify, iTunes, Amazon.
iTunes, Bandcamp. Go to Bandcamp. Bandcamp's probably the best one.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, go to Bandcamp. And I will try and get down to that gig.
Brilliant, I'd be glad to see you there.
Yeah, yeah, we'll raise a glass.
That's it for this week's Locals Only podcast. Join us next week for more. And of course, catch the show Sunday evenings from 6 on Radio Nova.
The Locals Only podcast with Gavin Glass. Seriously addictive podcasting from Nova.ie and Radio Nova.
Radio Nova.